Hello there, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through scriptures, verse by verse, and it's such a privilege. So grateful that this is reaching out to countries all over the world, and if you are from another country, give a shout out in the show notes. I would love to hear from you and just see your name printed there, and maybe if you could throw up a picture, that'd be awesome too. Love to see you. Today we're reading from Matthew 23, verses 1 through 7, and this is obviously Jesus, and he's talking to the crowd of Pharisees. We're in the Common English Bible, the CEB, and these are verses taken from the Seven Deadly Friendships. And yeah, it's been really great to see that book out in the wild. So here we go. Then Jesus spoke to the crowds and his disciples. The legal experts and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore, you must take care to do everything they say. But don't do what they do, for they tie together heavy packs that are impossible to carry. They put them on the shoulders of others, but are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do to be noticed by others. They make extra wide prayer bands for their arms and long tassels for their clothes. They love to sit in places of honor at banquets and in the synagogues. They love to be greeted with honor in the markets and to be addressed as rabbi. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm going to take a little bit different tact on this prayer today because it seems to me that it's really easy for me to point my finger at the Pharisees and be like, oh, they were so bad and they totally missed you. But Lord, instead, I just want to turn the spotlight back onto myself. There are so many times where I jump into legalism and I pray for forgiveness. And I pray for release and freedom. I pray it for all of us. I pray you would help us to relinquish our control in wanting to control everything, even little parts of our walk with you. So Lord, help us to not be like Pharisees in our daily lives. Help us not to put burdens on other people, to put such high expectations on others that they cannot measure up and that they think we don't love them because our expectations are so beyond what they can fulfill. Help us to be gracious and loving and forgiving and letting go of offenses so that people that are in our lives will know that we love them no matter what. And Lord, I know that there's a dynamic there of if you really love someone, you will want what's best for them and you will talk to them about things that they're stumbling in. But we always must do that with kindness and compassion, not with cruelty and longing to put a burden on someone. So deliver us from this need or this insatiable desire to put heavy burdens on other people. We don't like them on ourselves, so help us not to put them on others. Lord, help us to be willing to help those who struggle. Help us to bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of you. Help us not to do everything that we do to be noticed by others. And this is a hard one, Lord. As one who was unnoticed growing up, I definitely had a second part of my life where I didn't realize I was doing it, but I just was longing to be noticed by others, and I still struggle with it. So Lord, help us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling for your smile, for your applause, for your notice, and not to be elevating ourselves to be noticed by others, to live for others, to live for the acclaim of others, to live for the applause of others. Lord, help us not to be over pious and trying to create some sort of religious persona about ourselves that we're super awesome and pray this many times a day and read the Bible this many times in order to get attention, Lord. That's not, you're not saying that we shouldn't do those things, that we shouldn't have these holy practices, but that we shouldn't be bragging about them and trying to be noticed for them. And Lord, help us to take the last seat at the banquet. Help us to prefer others over ourselves and to honor others before we seek to be honored. Help us to honor those who maybe other people overlook today, that we could find joy and satisfaction and quiet peace in elevating someone else. Lord, open my eyes to that today. I need to see where I can really come alongside someone and dignify them by listening to them or loving them or giving them something that they need. Just open our eyes to that today, Lord, and deliver us from legalism. Deliver us from being like Pharisees. And I just thank you that you will do that, that you are so good to keep changing us on the sanctification journey. So thank you so much for doing something new. I pray all this in your beautiful, powerful, amazing name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me, and I am grateful for you. I want to do a quick thank you to someone who's written a review for Pray Every Day, and just excited to be able to share that with you. This one comes from Nana CPA. Some sort of grandmother CPA says this. I had subscribed to the email version of Pray Every Day, then I found out about the podcast. Hearing heartfelt prayers every day has been an amazing inspirational journey. I am so glad I found the podcast. Well, Nana CPA, thank you so much for taking the time to write that review. I really appreciate it. And if those of you listening today have a little moment of time, like 25 seconds, just a little bit, go to Stitcher or iTunes, find Pray Every Day, and write a quick little review like that. It'll help get the podcast into the hands of more folks. So awesome about that. Have an amazing day, and you are so very loved.